From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand, and it's time for your mail.
Yesterday, in our series, Are You Covered?, we brought you a profile of 71-year-old Audrey Burnfield. Burnfield is a big fan of her Medicare, and it paid for her cancer treatment. This comment from her got some of you writing.
I had a prescription to get a new prosthesis because I had a mastectomy. And the woman said, but you're also entitled to 6 bras. I said, excuse me? She said, you're entitled to 6 bras with this. I said, who needs 6 bras? So now I have a brown one and a red one and a white one.
Who needs 6 bras? Susanna Dickey of High Point, North Carolina writes, I, too, am a 2-time breast cancer survivor, but I was much younger when I was first diagnosed, so I am not yet old enough for Medicare. I bristled at the offhand comments that perhaps covering 6 bras in a year for those who have had a mastectomy is a luxury that doesn't need to be covered. Unfortunately, my insurance company agrees with them. And she continues, mastectomy bras are very expensive, usually around $60 and up. Should they be that expensive? Probably not. But they are specially made, and without them, someone who has had a mastectomy could not wear a prosthesis and feel normal. Finally, no, 6 bras for a year is not an extravagance. These bras get a lot of wear and tear. Do you consider 6 pairs of underpants an extravagance? I hope not.
Well, also yesterday, one of you caught a mistake by our guest, poet Heather McHugh. She was just awarded a $500,000 MacArthur Foundation grant. These are the so-called genius grants. McHugh described how she felt when she heard that she'd won.
I was worried instantly because that's partly my way of taking care of things and partly because, as General Stilwell said, the higher a monkey climbs, the more you see of his behind.
One listener with some very specialized knowledge didn't think that sounded right. William Burton tells us he is a Franciscan friar in Chicago, and he writes, General Stilwell may have said that, but if he did, he was quoting St. Bonaventure. It was this great medieval theologian philosopher who first made that statement in his commentary on the Gospel of St. John. Leave it to a Franciscan to make such an earthly observation in the midst of explicating sacred scripture.
And Bartlett's Familiar Quotations agrees with Father Burton. If you think that we've climbed a bit too high, send us a note.
Go to npr.org, click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.